T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and I had a broadcaster's dream moment yesterday. It's one of those things where you think about them every once in a while, but they almost never happen. And I've been doing this a long, long time, and it's only happened one other time to me. I'm going to tell you all about it when we come back. A broadcaster's dream moment with Beach and Company.
Newstalk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Okay, let's see. Who among my crew here wants to hear about the broadcaster's dream moment? Do I have two hands on that? All right, here's what's going on with this. We think about these things, but we almost never experience them. It's only happened to me one time in my whole career, which has been years, which is a lot, okay? I'm at the doctor's office yesterday with the lovely Bernadette, a woman who has a particular set of skills, and I'm waiting to be seen by my doctor. And there's a few people in the waiting room, and then a man and a woman, I assume they're husband and wife. I don't know that to be true, but I think they were. They came in together, and they're sitting there a few seats away waiting to be called in by the doctor. Meanwhile, I'm talking to Bernadette about something I had said on the air when we were in Canada. For those who thinks socialism is really fabulous, the discussion at one point was, in the Canadian healthcare thing, they said, if you went into Edmonton, we had not entered Edmonton yet, and you go to the emergency room, you might have to wait 36 hours, which just floored me, okay? So I'm mentioning that to Bernadette because she knew it and I knew it. We're just kind of kibitzing about socialism. And then the man of the couple that came in, the man says, oh, I see you like Rush Limbaugh. And I said, well, yeah, I do. I listen to Rush Limbaugh. He said, me too. I love Rush Limbaugh. And he said, Rush, I heard you talking about that 36, He says, Rush mentioned that on the show yesterday. I said, well, I love Rush Limbaugh, but Rush wasn't on his show yesterday, and Rush didn't say it. He said, oh, no, I thought I heard it yesterday. I said, well, you probably did hear it yesterday because I said it. And he goes, what do you mean you said it? I said the Edmonton wait in an emergency room might be 36 hours. He said, how did you say it? I said, because I'm Sandy Beach. He goes, get out! And the guy goes nuts, and there's a woman sitting on the other side of the waiting room goes, you're Sandy Beach. I love Sandy Beach, she says. And so I threw her a kiss, like this. But that almost never happens. It only happened to me once, where I was at a diner-type place, and in the next booth they were talking about the show. But isn't that cool?
That is cool. I get the opposite. I hate Tony Caligiuri.
As a matter of fact, if I'm lying, I'm dying. He asked about you.
Wow.
Not by name. He said, who's that Italian guy that's your sidekick? I said, Tony Caligiuri. Yeah, he goes, just like that. So it's amazing because we live in an isolated world. We're here in the studio. But once we turn the mic on, it reaches a lot of people. And it's kind of fun to be out there in the real world and hear them talking about you.
It's actually kind of scary in some ways, and I'm always leery about going to places because you never know what you're going to get. Some people can like us, or they can hate our guts.
Oh, you're Sandy Beach? Wow, yeah, I always thought you were a dick, but I think I think now that I've met you, things are different, you know? I've never had anybody in my entire life badmouth me to my face. if they know who I am.
Well, somebody I know was at a gym, and after he got done with his workout, he's in the shower area, and he hears two guys saying that bleeping Tony Caligiuri.
Oh, really?
Because of something I said on the high school show.
Oh, gee. Well, people remember these things. Meanwhile, the broadcast booth movement a little bit here and there. I like Eric Wood. I think Eric Wood is going to be really a good addition to the booth.
Yeah.
I always liked the way he played. He played tough. He was injured a lot, but he probably won't get injured in the booth.
No, unless he pulls a hamstring going up for the complimentary food.
Yeah, he and Murphy going for the buffet. Yeah. I'm thinking, whoa, hold on there. Wait a minute there, Andy. So that will be good. And let's see, what else is going on?
Well, you know, I don't know if I'm out of line in saying this, but the Sabres have some serious stones. They haven't put a good product on the ice in how long?
A long time.
And now they're going to raise ticket prices.
Yeah, I know.
That's not right.
No, I totally agree with you. You got to put a product. It's like going to a restaurant where the food isn't any good, and you keep going back and they keep raising the price.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, unless you just like to eat anything, I guess.
I'm not like that.
You're going to have to eat the ticket price. I will take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Speaking of WBEN 7, the 7 part, you tell me that Mike Randall, one of our favorite people in the world, is having an anniversary?
Yeah, happy anniversary to Mike and Kathy, 37 years of marriage.
You know why?
Why?
You know why they have a fabulous marriage?
Why is that?
It's because Mike not only is a great guy in person, he's two men in one. He's also Mark Twain.
He really is.
And when he comes in the door, she doesn't know. Am I having dinner with Mark Twain or with my other husband? See, that's kind of exciting.
Sure.
I think it would be exciting if romance got involved, too.
He is a great guy.
Randall is one of the best.
Yeah.
He really is. I love Mike Randall. Now I see Steve Tasker's leaving CBS.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does. He's a good, solid guy, good, solid performer. But that's broadcasting. These kind of things happen. Sometimes you can't understand why, but they do.
I'll never forget one year we were doing the intro to the band at Gateway Harbor, and I had to go on stage and introduce Steve Tasker, and he was there with his wife, and Nicholas was just a baby at the time, and so Steve held Nicholas, and he goes, man, what are you feeding this kid?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Beamer, Mr. Beamer, he gets recognized. He's a newbie to our show, relatively. But you get recognized all the time.
Yeah, it's funny. People won't be able to come up with the name, but they'll say, I was referred to on Monday as, you're not Brian, you're the other kid at the station.
The kids.
Yeah. Let the kids go to the zoo. What do you think?
The youngins.
We'll take them on a little field trip. Well, it's good. Enjoy it, because let me tell you something. It goes away. They don't always call you the kid. Now, I'm going to check to see if you guys are good radio detectives.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm going to read a promotional announcement right now, and you tell me what's wrong with it. Okay?
Mm.
It's a legitimate announcement.
Okay.
I'm not making this up. And then you guys can just, don't just blurt it out. Raise your hand, and I'll call on you.
Okay.
Okay? Grab your tie-dyed shirt, a cup of coffee, and your appetite. This deal's all about peace, love, and little donuts. Get $16 worth of donuts for just $8. That's a lot of donuts. It's the deal of the day for My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Okay, do I have hands? What did they leave out?
How about the name of the company?
The name of the company.
That would help.
Yeah, now you can leave almost anything out. But you can't leave the name of the company out, yes.
The name of the company is Peace, Love, and Little Donuts.
Is that the name of it?
On Transit Road. If you don't know Peace, Love, and Little Donuts, it's an awful spot. But if you know the place, which has delicious donuts.
Well, shit, if I'm Mr. Peace, Mr. Love, or Mr. Donuts, I want people to know that that's the name of my store. It's not just about a frame of mind. Peace, Love, and Little Donuts. I guess it's kind of like exclusive then, isn't it? Some people will know it and some won't.
It's on Transit in front of the Regal. They're actually really good donuts.
Do you feel peaceful when you have one?
I never feel peaceful, Sandy.
How about love? Is love in the air when you have a little bit?
I love everybody. Just like when I come here to WBEN in the morning, and I am so in love with my job.
And you get little donuts.
Yeah, and I love working with you two.
Thank you. What is he? What's he brownieing up for, Tony?
I don't know. I'm going to have to figure this
out. We can't authorize a raise, so what do you think?
Can't do that. I love working with Susan and Brian in the morning.
Oh, well, that's great.
So, I like seeing Randy. So, you know, I mean...
Randy's friend. We love Randy. Randy's a lot of fun, actually.
I miss Randy's peach pie, him and his mom.
Yeah. His mother is a good cook.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Randy is, too. All right. Let's see. What's going on here? A lot of things going now that we know where the donuts come from. It's where you make the donuts. Peace, love, and little donuts.
I have to look this up.
Yeah. Check it out. Now that I know it, I think it's interesting.
I love creative donuts, and it seems like that's such a big thing. And I wish more donut shops would get that.
Creative?
Way.
What do you mean? Different fillings?
Different fillings, different flavors. Paul is coming out with that cannoli one soon. Is that released yet, Joe?
That is released, yes.
Okay. It's out there. You know what I like to do, which I think is a lost art? And, your mother probably said don't do it, but you did it anyway because you're a kid. Dunking.
Oh, big on dunking.
I love to dunk. And the key is, if you're a good dunker, and we're not talking about NBA here. We're talking about a donut, a cruller, cookie. Anything like that, cookies. You hold it under the coffee so long. You don't hold it too long.
Because that disappears.
If you do, you lift it out. It's gone.
Yeah.
You know, then you got to put your tongue at the bottom of the cup. You know, I've never said that my entire life. I mean, I've been talking for a living for a long time, and I've never said you can put your tongue at the bottom of the cup.
Hey, there's a first time for everything.
Exactly. I'm trying to explore every single American thought process. Okay. So, yeah, you got to have it just right. Because if you just, put it quickly and take it out, the cookie is still frozen or something like that, or the donut is not ingratiated with coffee.
I have taken dunking actually to a new level. And what I do now is, let's say I have a peanut butter, because I love peanut butter cookies and chocolate milk. So I'll get a bite of my cookie, and then I'll sip a little bit of chocolate milk. Now you've got that okay. Both of them in your mouth, and the cookie just dissolves in your mouth. Or if you're having a chocolate chip cookie, all that's left is the chocolate chips. It's amazing.
You bite your own cookies, do you?
I do. I love to.
Good for you. I'm practicing, so someday I can do it, too.
Oreo cookies are great for it, too.
Yeah, some cookies are better than others, of course. I like the ones that absorb.
Yeah.
And one thing I used to do that my grandfather used to do, and my grandmother used to get after my grandfather, and my mother used to get after my grandfather, but he did it anyway, and I did it when I was a kid. He would take saltines or stuff and break them up and submerge them under the coffee. And then he would, eat the coffee with a fork. I mean.
My dad did that with animal crackers.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good fantastic.
Choice. Yeah. Now that we've discussed good nutritional habits.
We're good at that on this program.
Yeah, we really are. Rick from Lancaster. Okay. No. Can't read that one. Well, I guess I could. I would have to go back and.
I don't see it.
Yeah. Pardon me?
I like that. Rick from Lancaster. No, I can't read that one.
Here's one. I wouldn't, Sandy, I wouldn't tear up if I met you like I would if I met Mary Denier. Now, I think Mary Denier is Mary Alice Demler.
Oh.
It's just a typo here. First, let me just tell you this. If you met Mary Alice Demler, you would tear up. If you think she's good looking on television, see her in person. And that's true almost with all the women that I know who have done television. Susan Banks, certainly Carol Jason, Jackie Walker, all of them. Every single one of them is better looking in person than they are on TV.
And they're super nice and cool.
Oh, yeah, they are. The ones I mentioned are. The others I don't care about. But the bottom line is, yeah, you think they're hot on TV, see them, not on TV, and you'll really be impressed. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBM. We are back with the Beach and Company up on the text board at 309-30. We like to be helpful in providing pleasant ways that you haven't used yet to eat. Okay, here's one. Put your fork in the cream of an Oreo and dunk it like that. It's life-changing. It will not fall off the fork. Now, okay, so you got to hold it parallel. Mm. Put the fork in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then you dunk, and then you can get it to your mouth without it falling off the fork. I like that.
Especially if it's the peanut butter stuffed one.
Oh, I don't like peanut butter.
What?
No. Do you like peanut butter on that?
The peanut butter stuffed Oreo?
Yeah.
I think peanut butter and chocolate together is delicious. I don't care how it's served.
I'm a chocolate guy all the way. And I like peanut butter sandwiches, but I'm not big on peanut butter cookies.
You got your chocolate.
And my peanut butter.
Here's another text before we get rocking with the subject today. It's a waste of time to vote on a school tax budget. When they don't pass, it is re-voted on until it does pass. Actually, most of them pass right away. You know why? Do you ever read those things that you get ahead of time in the mail? Proposed school budget for the coming year, $79,953. The contingency budget, in case that failed, is $7 million. It's like a dollar less. It's ridiculous. It's like not much at all. Certainly not worth going back to school to vote for it again. So that's how they get them to pass.
That's a nice little scam.
Yeah, the contingency, there's no savings there. I mean, my God, by the time you have to get up and get out of bed and go and vote on it, and it's $1.10 less than the last one that got voted
down. It's a savings.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of schools, I guess congratulations to my son Nicholas for raising over $100 for Bald for Bucks. He's going tonight to get. He's not going to be bald, but he's going to get a short haircut. But
because he's got long hair now,
raise some money.
He has long hair now.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, if you've seen any of the pictures, so that's very nice of him to do. Was it his idea?
Yes.
That's very, it's a very nice factor.
Yeah, his school is pretty big on it, and they get a lot of participants. So we're headed there tonight, somewhere downtown, I forget where, but it's going to be neat.
I hope you can find it.
Well, Jeannie knows where it is. She's from the area.
Well, see, the nice part about getting kids involved is that they'll be thinking about that as they grow up, and it's certainly a nice fundraiser for Roswell Park.
Sure.
And it's nice that they'll do it. Because it does grow back. I mean,
yes.
It's not like you get shaved and the hair never grows back. But it's nice that they're willing to do it.
Yeah, he says he wants to do it, but he doesn't want to look like Daddy's bald head. So,
really?
He's going to get a haircut.
Tell him they're not going to work on his face. it's the hair only. All right, here. If you have been watching the political scene, and I'm sure you have, or you probably wouldn't be listening to this radio station. You know that there's a lot of candidates, especially in the Democratic side, exclusively right now, at least on the Democratic side, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. There's a lot of giveaway. It started in the last campaign where, hey, how about some free college? Hey, how about paying something for you that you don't have to pay back? We'll take care of it for you. Hey, we'd like to give you this. We'd like to give you that. And as Rush describes them, the young skulls full of mush think, wow, this is great. Look at that. What a sucker bet my parents had. They came under debt, and they actually had to pay it back. We might get it free if Bernie wins, that kind of stuff. And they're very easily influenced, and they like free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff, so who's going to say no to it? But the one mistake they make about socialism is that there is no free lunch, whether it's capitalistic or socialistic country. The things get paid for. It's how it works. That's just the way it is. Let's look at it like this regarding socialism. Why am I talking about socialism? Because a new survey just came out and said 40% of Americans believe in socialism. 40%! That's 4 in 10. That's pretty scary to me. Because socialism, with few exceptions, doesn't work, plain and simple. But the way I like to describe it is this. What if you were going into a restaurant and you had your choice? In one restaurant, you go in and, hey, oh, good to see you. Here's the menu. Select what you'd like off the menu. And that's very nice, and you get exactly what you want. You don't get what you don't want. You pay for your meal and not everybody else's. And you leave the restaurant full and happy. The other is a little different. You come into the restaurant, and the menu is pre-printed, and that's it. That's what you're going to have today. You're not going to have anything else. All right? And let's see, everybody's going to share on one big bill. That's just the way it's going to work. And then you leave the restaurant. Now, you had food, but you didn't have your choices that you had in the first restaurant. And the bottom line, there's something common to both restaurants. There is no free lunch. There simply isn't. There's no free lunch. And with all of these characters on the stage promising free this and free that, I think some people have been swayed into thinking, why don't we give socialism a try? And remember, it wasn't that long ago when Donald Trump says, we are not a socialist nation, and we're not going to be a socialist nation. And let me tell you something. The more socialist we lean, the worse it's going to be for the Democrats at the polls, because the silent majority, the ones that aren't out there banging the tin pot, are the ones that are not going to put up with socialism. I can tell you that right now. So I have some numbers here. Numbers are always, but these numbers are not, because they're eye-opening, and we have to keep an eye on things like that. That's why they're eye-opening. Notice how I take a subject and get every bit of information out of it that I possibly can.
That's Hall of Fame stuff right there.
We'll be back with more with Beach & Company. We're starting the show by giving you this astounding number, because when I saw it, my jaw dropped. 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. It's actually a little bit more. It's 43% say socialism would be a good thing for the country. I don't think Pete in Ontario is going to agree with that. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, of course. You know, Sandy, look, the message is very important when it comes to the executive branch of this country. That you know, they have such a broad staff that maybe Mr. Trump himself could go out in a blue point, sort of a blue point laser pointer with big blackboards and get some of the staff to go in and explain to the country what socialism is.
Right.
Pump in video from Venezuela of people eating their pets.
Well, he made a point not that long ago saying we are not a socialist nation and we're not going to be a socialist nation.
I know, but that's fine and good to say. But let's get some facts. Let's get some teaching.
Kind of give them some information rather than just the giveaway programs the Democratic candidates have that they think, hey, everything's going to be free. Let's do that.
And there's so many, there's a great deal of history that's in the past 50 to 75 years that's easy to pull up, that millennials, they've been taught different through the left-leaning education that's killing the spirit of America. And we're seeing it in all aspects of what goes on daily. Nadler, check out Nadler, just subpoenaing everybody for anything that he thinks that there can be a talking point on, yet the administration itself won't even call up and release these documents to put the people that should be behind bars, get them indicted and behind bars.
Well, let's hope that when Barr is fully rolling and has everything going on at 100%, that he comes up with enough stuff to take care of some of these issues we've been talking about for years.
Want to see it, Sandy? Everybody's all talk. We don't have one indictment, and that's why the socialist structure's coming our way. You know why? Because we let it happen. There's no question on Breitbart this morning, they had a great point. 1.7 miles of fence is all that's there, and it's not even close to what the administration said. They've got some money. Not one inch of wall has been built. Immigration is going to topple this country, and it will become socialist.
Amazing, amazing. I share your anger. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pete. There's one thing, you know, where do we get it from? Well, we certainly get it from the candidates running for president on the Democratic side. We also, Mr. Beamer on the phone? Because I'd like him to explain something to me in a minute. He told me before the show started, you know, the guys read a lot and we throw things around and some things we use, some things we don't. Speaking about the spread of, hey, socialism might be good. You told me that The View was voted as the best television show. Who did that?
Not the best television, the most influential.
The View, the most influential show on television.
The most influential show and one of the most important political shows to watch.
Oh, my God.
And now I hope you're all sitting. I know we are.
Yeah, we are.
The New York Times is who said this.
The New York Times says The View is the most influential television show.
And yeah, they got a lot of credibility.
And important political show to watch.
Yeah. That ahead of any of the news shows, the ones we like, the ones we don't like. I mean, come on.
My sneakers are smarter than Joy Behar.
Joy Behar is, you know, it's a dead end there.
And so we have Good Morning America on in the studio. And of course, you know, they bring this up as part of one of their stories. And the whole audience is clapping. Like I told Sandy.
Mindlessly.
That audience probably goes right from Good Morning America over to The View.
Does this show even have ratings? Seriously.
I don't know how. I think the show's unwatchable. I just do, and just the blips we get out of it, just a show. I mean, when Joy Behar starts, is Whoopi still on there, too?
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. It's a dynamic duo. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN. I imagine you love The View, Dan.
I've never seen it. I never have. I have heard about it through you.
Okay.
My children have pointed out to me that I have on demand and I could watch it. And
if you wanted to. What about socialism? 40%, actually 43% right now, say that socialism could be good for the United States.
Okay. I'm going to give you an honest opinion, and that's all that it is. I think that capitalism and socialism have been interwoven. The lines certainly have been blurred. Elon Musk would be an example. He poured 800.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Hold on, will you please, Dan? I forgot that Rush drops in, and we'll put you on hold. We'll join you as soon as it's over on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.